Good morning, everyone, and welcome again out into the bush. It really sounds like that the bird kingdom is wide awake and they're singing their morning song. Today, let me invite you to go with me to the book of Ephesians, and we're going to turn to the second chapter in verse number 10, and we're going to look at one verse this morning. Paul writes, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." There's a lot in that verse, but there's several specific things that Paul points out. First, we are God's workmanship, and I believe that when God makes something, he doesn't make junk. I believe God makes masterpieces. Next, Paul looks at, we are created in Christ Jesus for good works. That is the believer's main reason for existence. Now keep in mind, we were created to serve, not to be served. That's a distinct difference between those two. So keep that in mind. And last, Paul said, God prepared those works in times past. And when we look at that, that could get really interesting. Could it be that God has already preordained our journey in front of us? Well, we're going to talk about that in a few moments. So let's dive into our talk, but first let's pray. Father, I thank you for the day you've given us. It's another beautiful day. Thank you for the bird life that's just singing their beautiful song this morning. Father, help us now to get our heads into this one verse in the book of Ephesians, and help us to better understand it, to see what it means for us. Lord, I ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, first of all, we are God's workmanship, and I believe we are masterpieces in his hand. Again, I say it again, God doesn't make junk. He doesn't make mistakes. And I believe every single one of us that are Christ-following, blood-bought, born-again Christians are masterpieces created by the hand of the great master himself. And that's God. How does that make you feel? It should make you feel incredibly honored. David said, I praise you, O God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Let that sink in. But you know what? How I interpret that? You are amazing. Let that grab your thinking. Now let's talk about masterpieces. Masterpieces are incredibly valuable and useful works of art. You and I, as followers of Jesus, were redeemed by the death and the resurrection of Jesus himself. We were saved and filled with the blessed Holy Spirit of God, and we are incredibly gifted at the hand of Jesus. You are an incredibly valuable and amazing piece of art created by God himself. You are a masterpiece. But if you're going to talk about masterpieces, you must consider the master craftsman himself. A master craftsman can take a set of plans and produce a masterpiece of a home or a building. Now, think about master craftsman just a moment. We think about the old pieces of art created by the masters. And when it can be authenticated that they created it, the piece is worth millions and millions and millions. But if it's a forgery, it's not real. It may look the same, but the value goes down. Look, you and I were created by God, the greatest master. That should make us feel so, so good and so strong. I believe the most impressive thing that a human master craftsman can do is to take an old piece of wood and rework that piece of wood and turn it into a masterpiece. We have one of those guys that can do that in our church. So, can you imagine taking an old piece of wood that's on its way to the trash heap and transforming that piece of trash in some people's eyes, transforming it into an incredible piece of art? You see, not everybody can see the value in a piece of trash, but a master craftsman can. And that's what God did with us. And he did that through his son, Jesus. Paul explains what God did with us. You see, before God got a hold of us, you and I were dead in our sins and fully controlled by the god of this world, and that's the old devil himself. He dominated, like it or not, he dominated us. We were dominated by our passions and our desires that always lead us away from God. We all know the truth of that if we will just admit it. Paul said we, by our very nature, we were children of wrath. We were destined for the scrap heap of eternity. Then Paul said two words that changed everything. He wrote, "But God." We were destined for the trash heap, but God. We were destined for hell, but God stepped in. He stepped in and stopped the plunge. He gave us life through his son Jesus, and that life is so vibrant and so alive that it can flow through us to people around us if we will just get our heads around what God has given us. And then he transformed us into masterpieces for his glory. Look, you and I may not be where God wants us to be, but we also have the promise that he will complete the work that he does. He started. He will not walk away from us. Praise the Lord. Next, we were created in Christ Jesus for good works. But keep this in mind. We're not saved by our good works, but our works are because we got saved. You see, that's why he saved us, and it was for good works. We were saved to be the hands of Jesus. We were saved to walk where Jesus wants to walk. We were saved to say the things that Jesus wants to say. We are part of the body of Christ. When we live, he should live through us. We are masterpieces at the hand of God for the world to see our lives and to point them straight as an arrow to Jesus, our Savior and our Redeemer. Keep that in mind, folks. We live so people can see Jesus in us. And when they look at us, they are supposed to see masterpieces of God's grace and kindness. It's a big thing. When people look at you and me, do they see masterpieces of God's grace and kindness? Think about it. God, help us to be living masterpieces of kindness and grace. But there's a third part of this verse that I want to look at. First, we are God's workmanship or masterpieces created in Christ Jesus for good works. Now listen, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. One of the clearest truths in the Bible is that God has our future planned out for us. God said in Jeremiah, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future that was already planned out." He said to Esther, "Perhaps you were born for a time such as this." God knew what was coming. He said in Romans, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." He said through David, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Then he said through Solomon, which is again my life verse, if you trust me with your whole heart and you stop leaning on your own understanding, stand on my understanding, not yours, and if you will acknowledge me in all that you do, I will direct your path and make your path straight. Listen, God's plan for us is secure. We can have ultimate confidence in that. Now, let me summarize what we've been talking about. First, if we will recognize that God is doing his creative work in us. And secondly, if we laid hold of the idea that he has recreated us for the purpose of good works. And finally realize and accept that God has our path all planned out. If we'll do that, then you and I can engage in masterpiece living. And masterpiece living is bringing glory to God while you and I surrender to his creative hands. You got that? In closing today, I want to read you something that God said in the book of Isaiah. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 46, verses 4 through 10. I will be your God throughout your lifetime. Did you hear that? How's that for a confidence booster? I will be your God throughout your lifetime until your hair is white with age. I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. To whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Some people pour out their silver and gold and hire a craftsman to make a god from it. Then they bow down and worship it. Then they carry it around on their shoulders, and when they sit down, it stays there. It can't even move. Yeah, God's kind of making fun of the human-made gods. He continues, and when someone prays to it, there is no answer, and it can't rescue anyone from trouble. He continues again. Don't forget this. Keep in mind. Remember this, you guilty ones. Remember the things that I have done in the past. For I alone am God. For I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it even happens. Listen to this. Everything I plan will come to pass and I will do whatever I wish. Now apply that last line in your life where God says, everything I plan for you will come to pass, for I can do in you whatever I wish. That's massive, but that's how God makes us into masterpieces. So some of us know that God is speaking to Israel here. And I agree with that. I know God is speaking to Israel. But if God can do what he did with a stubborn, rebellious, and strong-willed bunch of people like the Jews, what do you think he can do with a blood-bought, Jesus-following, Holy Ghost-filled child of the living God? Well, the only way to find that out is to surrender to God and let him turn you into a masterpiece. And that's up to you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this passage of Scripture. Thank you for the majestic and powerful truths that's contained in one little verse in Ephesians that can revolutionize our lives and our thinking. Lord, help us to surrender to you and let you make of us the masterpiece that you design. Father, help us to be all we can be for Jesus and then allow him to live his life through us. In Jesus' name, amen.